Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, it's Ibra-Laura Rosenberg. We are here. And remember, we got these tickets to see Ladies Night featuring Keisha Cole, Mario, Maxwell, and more at the Barclays Center on February 10th. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize of upgraded seats, dinner for two, transportation, luxury jewelry made by Taiji Diamonds. Fam. Listen, Keisha Cole, I've seen her live. She's fire. They're all fire. But Maxwell, the girl.
That's what you want.
The girl.
That's what you want in your life.
Maxwell, the girl. Yo.
Right, where's he been?
Yo, he hits that Coco Curious.
Where's he been?
Maxwell's one of those that it's like, you don't really think about it, but when you do.
Right.
You're like,
he got some joints.
He got the joints. So I'm excited about that, man.
What's the date on that?
It's going down on February 10th.
Oh, Valentine's Day vibes.
I mean, pre-Valentine's Day vibes.
Yeah, Maxwell.
Yeah.
It's
a great gift.
We have stepped it up recently from giving away trips that force people to drive to places they don't want to go in the middle of the winter to tickets to shows and events people really want to go to.
Things that matter, right?
That's right.
Oh, I'm excited about this. Anyway, coming up in the flashing lights later on, there's a Rihanna rumor that made me really happy.
Ooh.
That's all I'm going to say. Really? It made me a little excited. I was like, wait a second.
I'm always excited about a rumor,
but you know.
Rihanna news.
So we'll get into that a little later on. RIP, but we do have some people on the line because they want this pre-Valentine's Day ladies' night tickets because this is good for a couple to go with your girls, all
fact.
Of it.
This is Kiwana.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kiwana. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You sound nice and chipper and awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, what do you do for a living?
I'm a director of curriculum and instruction at a school in the South Bronx.
Okie dokie.
South Bronx.
All right. Now, who else do we have on the line?
We got Jorge.
Jorge.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Hey.
Good, thank you.
What's up with you, Jorge? What do you do for a living?
I'm a maintenance worker for the Passage Parking Space.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Well, you need these tickets. You guys got Valentine's Day plans?
Yes, we do. Yes,
I don't.
Okay. Oh, man. Pressure's on. All right. So it's going to be me and Rosenberg, okay? So we're going to let the ladies choose. Who do you want to represent you?
Oh, definitely you, Laura.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That makes sense. She's not wrong. Put them on hold. Let's get this thing cracking. Let me lose real quick and keep it moving.
That's how it was going?
Let's get this party.
It's been rough. It's been rough recently, Shawnee. Let's be honest.
But you're not giving Jorge hope?
All right, Jorge. I'm here for you. I'm going to close my eyes and pray.
That's right.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee Culture with the questions.
That's
Let's
right.
play. Laura never loses.
Here we go. Which classic album just returned?
Laura. I'm assuming return to streaming services. We're going to go with The Chronic, Dr. Dre.
Streaming services, Chronic is correct. In which city were the Beatles formed?
Peter.
People.
The Beatles are from... Oh, God, it's too early in the day.
Three,
oh, my God.
Two,
not Manchester.
One. It's the other one.
I know.
Incorrect.
Oh, Liverpool. God damn it.
Liverpool?
The Lord got that. Damn, that was after the buzzer.
Okay.
Who became the first artist to hit 75?
Laura? I think I saw this. This was... Drake, 75 billion streams or something
billion
like that.
Streams on Spotify, that's correct.
Okay.
How many oceans are on the earth?
Peter.
Rosenberg.
Peter. Four.
Incorrect.
Five
is correct. My Lord.
Told you I'd lose.
Which actor revealed his mother was in a car accident?
Peter.
Rosenberg. Rosenberg.
The Rock.
That is a fact.
Oh, the
Rosenberg
Rock.
With one, but Laura for the win.
Yay!
Laura's lucky I come on sometimes, otherwise she'd never get a win. I'm sorry.
Oh, what do you mean? I won yesterday, too.
Fine.
Low blow. I can't believe you. Congratulations, Mama Kiwana.
Thank you.
Now you have Valentine's Day planned, so you're going to have a great time, okay?
You're lit.
You need a date, yes. South Bronx.
All right, Mama. South. So hold tight. We're going to get your info, okay? All right, guys.
Okay.
Coming up in the Flesh and Lights report, I'll let you know about this Rihanna rumor that made me really happy. We'll discuss it all coming up next.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flash Lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right. So there's a Rihanna rumor that I've been seeing creep up. They're saying that, you know, of course, Riri's going to perform at the Super Bowl, but they're saying she'll also announce a full return to music, okay, including a North American tour. But they're saying that the tour is believed to be a setup of these little mini residencies across America as opposed to visiting multiple cities.
Okay.
So the run across America is believed to be a simple and quick, and she'll go right back into the development of her Fenty line, of course, because I saw her register Fenty Kids. But that's going to be interesting, right? It's a rumor, but it sounds good.
I like it, though. I mean, listen, all things Riri, we support here.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's why I'm part of the Navy. Shawty tries to act like he's Navy. He ain't really fully Navy.
I mean, you're accurate. I'm not Navy, but, you know, I'm blue.
I never seen him at the meetings, though. You know, Laura, you're never there.
You never seen him?
No.
Have you guys have Super Bowl plans?
Nah.
We may do a small hosting here. I was going to hit you up and see what you were doing. Consideration. We're considering right now.
Okay. To watch the Riri concert with a little football game.
That's what it really is.
Who wants to come over for the Riri concert and then watch the two football teams play before and after? I mean, listen, I'm not going to go that far. I am pretty excited for the Super Bowl. It's a pretty damn good Super Bowl, but I'll say it's the most excited I've been for a halftime in a very long time.
Right.
Even more than, definitely more than last year. Like, a lot of people are like, well, even more than last year. The hip-hop thing was cool to me, but it felt forced by the NFL. Like, the whole thing felt kind of political to me. Like, we're going to show that we're not against hip-hop. Whereas Rihanna, to me, is just like, she was always meant to do a Super Bowl. It was a matter of time of when it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I agree with you.
I'm a little more excited. I'm just excited. And, like, also at the Super Bowl last year, if it was going to be Dre and Snoop the whole time, okay. Or Eminem the whole time, okay. But it was, like, 30 seconds with each. Rihanna, at least, we're getting all Rihanna.
Right.
I'm so curious if she's going to bring out anyone, or is she just going to do everything herself?
She's got to have at least one feature. I mean, she doesn't have
to.
She will. She will. She'll have it.
She will, right? Because that's the surprise moments.
That's the standard. Well, it's also now the standard for what it is.
So like, who will it be?
We don't know. Jay-Z? Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney would be. Yo, can you imagine? No, it's not. Let me stop and answer for right now, Shawnee. Not Kanye.
No Kanye, but that's Paul McCartney, right?
Yeah, no, that would. That's the part that would be really interesting is she just brought out Paul McCartney.
Not Kanye for his song.
Just do a little part, be like, all right, keep it moving.
Can you imagine his response to that?
Crazy.
And Jay's involved, so he'd be like, it's the conspiracy to keep me out. Exactly.
But we'll see, man. I hope these rumors are true, but that's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 7 a.m., a high of 41 degrees. Today, rain this evening, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
She ain't getting booed. She ain't risking it. Bro, the last thing that happened was he said, I like Hitler. She's not risking the boo.
It's not happening.
No chance.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
So let me ask you a question. Have you abandoned your New Year's goals of eating right and losing weight already? Or is this cold weather making those trips to the expensive grocery store even harder? We'll skip that extra trip and eat better with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients to their amazing recipes right to your door. Take the hassle of running to the grocery store for dinner or running to the store for that one missing ingredient away. Spend more time doing the things you love with delicious chef-crafted recipes delivered to your doorstep. Their creamy lemon herb chicken is no joke. And the barbecue pineapple chicken flatbread, delicious. They don't take that much time to prep and cook. The recipes you choose have estimated time to cook and only take seconds to eat and enjoy. Save yourself the time of planning a meal and prepping and let HelloFresh help. Sign up now and get in on the robust flavors and filling portions. That's HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 to check out for 65% off and free shipping.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. We are here, and we're looking. I'm looking through a lot of the headlines, bro. You know, people decide to just give themselves a button a lot. Like, just people be out here just playing themselves.
I mean, that's literally what the whole segment is. We based the whole segment around.
Oh, my God. Let's go, because I got a lot to talk
Congratulations.
About.
Congratulations. You played yourself. So my big Willie talk, hobby up. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself,
y'all. Playing yourself. Now, Rosenberg, do you remember I brought up Chris Brown the other day, because he threw a tantrum. He was upset that he didn't win the Grammy for, you know, like, Best R&B Album. Robert Glasper won it.
I remember.
And started, who the F is Robert Glasper? And just really being disrespectful and childish.
And, like, specifically made it about who is Robert Glasper.
Bruh.
Like, that's what he made that the theme. It wasn't even really about the Grammys. It was very specifically, like, why this guy? Who this guy?
Right. So now we see that he decided to apologize. I guess he was like, when he started doing some research. So he decided to post a screenshot of a direct message he sent to Robert Glasper explaining himself. He was like, congratulations, my brother. I would like to apologize if you took offense to my reaction at the Grammys.
He said, if you took offense, hit the button, please.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
He acknowledges that it came off rude and mean. I'm like, bro, what do you mean? Of course it was mean.
Right.
So he added, after doing my research, I actually think you're amazing. He's like, the organization isn't doing us blacks our due diligence. You and I should never be in the same category. Two totally different vibes and genres. So he just kept going. And he was like, from one black man to another, congratulations. I hope you're able to feed your family for life. God bless, my G. Look, at least he apologized, but.
Yeah. I mean, he had to pull the old from one black man to another, right? Try to clean this thing up. We in this together, my brother!
It feels like that's what he saw. He was like, Robert Glasper, I never heard of this dude. And then he was like, wait, oh, this is a black man?
And he's fire?
Hit himself with the butt.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Then he's like, you know, but you know what? Probably to his point, Robert Glasper and Chris Brown in the same category is a little...
Listen.
Not what we would think, because
that point makes sense.
Glasper's more of a composer, so he's probably like, I never heard of this dude.
No, they don't belong in the same category because musically they're very different. And people have been having those conversations a lot, and the Grammys has been working on separating some of those categories. Like, it's been getting better.
Right.
But, yo, man.
But you don't attack someone.
You didn't have to go after him individually. Like, come on, bro. And then, if we want to really keep it going, then he hits him with the, if you were offended, which is already, we know, not a real apology. Because whether he was offended or not, you were wrong. And then lastly, why did you send the man a DM and then immediately post a picture of the DM? Shawnee, right. he hadn't even responded to it in the thing. Like, you literally hit send, and then you took a screenshot of him. Like, look, everyone, I'm a great guy. Like,
look what I did. I mean, unless he sent it to him and Robert never responded.
Even so.
Then he had to make sure he sees it.
No, I mean, maybe he just wanted to make sure everybody else saw it.
Right. Either way.
Congratulations.
You're going to see this.
Yourself.
What you got, Rosenberg?
I saw this headline earlier. You People actor Andrew Schultz claims Jonah Hill and Lauren London kiss was made with CGI. And I watched the clip here of the old Brilliant Idiots podcast. And Andrew Schultz says, yo, there's a hilarious thing. I don't even know if I should share this. But the final scene, they don't even kiss. It's CGI. Swear to God, son. And goes on to explain how in the final scene at the wedding, there was no actual kiss. The biggest, there's several congrats here. The biggest congrats, I'm saying, I don't know if I should share this. Bro, this is the first real movie on your entire IMDb, and you're going to go say, I don't know if I should share something they did CGI, that they clearly wouldn't go advertising they did CGI, but I'm going to go ahead and share it. So number one, the button for that. Number
congratulations,
two,
you played yourself.
Does it not cross anyone's mind when they're speaking publicly on this, like, You People movie that, A, it's pathetic that we're still having these conversations about an interracial relationship in a movie, and it's that big a deal? Like, this many years after Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, we're still having the same conversation. But also, anyone aware that Lauren London has been through a serious trauma and lost her husband? And so maybe there was discomfort around doing romantic stuff on camera, period, because she's a recent widow? I mean, is that not, like, obvious to people? While everyone's analyzing, were they intimate enough on camera? Like, shouldn't we just be happy Lauren London's out here doing movies again and being a part of? Then you're sitting here worried about whether or not the kiss was real? And then to Andrew Schultz, Andrew Schultz's character plays a January 6th Trump-loving sympathizer in the movie. Bruh, that's too close to who we really think you are, my G. Might have wanted to pass on that. Hit this guy with the button. Hit them for putting him in the movie.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I don't know if I should share this, but there was this secret backstage that no one wanted anyone to know. Let me tell you on the podcast. It's just a podcast.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You know what? Maybe I'm a bad guy. I just don't like him. Am I allowed to say that publicly still?
That you're a bad guy?
Does that No, not that I'm a bad guy.
You can say that whenever you want.
Or am I, does it make me a bad guy to openly admit that some people just give me the heebie-jeebies?
Nah.
No, you can.
You're entitled to feel how you feel.
Yeah.
There's something I don't like. I don't trust it.
You don't trust it.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to get the button to AMC too. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because yeah, I hear you. About that, right? They think they're an airline now.
Right. So for primary seats to sit in the middle, you have to pay more money and you get cheaper seats in the front row or on the sides. It's like, I thought you were trying to encourage people to go to the movies.
I know. That it feels like the opposite. It feels very Netflixy in terms of the decision. Like, we know what we're going to do. Annoy everyone.
I know. You'd be like, go over there and sit in the broke seats. Like, oh, right. My God.
When everybody can basically sit in the comfort of their home for the most part and just right. Wait for the movie to come out in a month.
I don't think that's going to win for you.
I like it.
Maybe cheaper seats all around.
I like
encourage
the idea.
More bodies in the seats.
It's great. Go ahead, Cass.
It's great for late people like me. I can reserve my seat and just show up 2 minutes before the movie and be good.
But by the way, you could still do that. Nah. It just would be the same price as all the other seats. Yeah,
no,
you can.
No, the seat will be taken.
What do you mean?
I mean, the seat won't be there open by the time I get there.
You're saying if you reserve the expensive seat.
Right.
You can show up.
No, but you could still buy tickets for a specific seat right now.
Yeah. Oh, you
any
can?
Seat? Most of the movies, yeah.
Yo, you haven't been to the movies in a long
You can reserve a seat right now at a regular movie theater?
Yeah. Cass, honest question.
You buy online, that's the regular move at this point. Anyway.
When was the last time you went to a movie theater?
When we saw Black Panther.
Okay, it doesn't count.
You didn't reserve.
That was private.
That was a private screening.
What about before that? What about before that?
I answered this question already. When we saw Black Panther.
Yo, bro.
The first one.
Yo, Shawnee, they've been doing you can reserve it on your seat for at least 4 years. It may be
at
five.
At least. Could be five, six.
Could be 5, 6 years.
Hit me with the button then.
He's like, I can show up late.
I'm with Shawnee then. I don't like it.
Oh, boy.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ooh, I want to know how many times that song's going to get redone. That's what I want to know.
Facts.
I really want to know.
How many times?
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's fine. It's not bad or anything. I don't know when I Want to Know first came out, if I ever thought, this is a song we need to remake and have. I hope it comes back again later.
Right. And it sounds exactly the same. Maybe if they flipped it a little bit, even though they did the beat, but it still feels the same.
Now, guys, I want to do something here that's unheard of for morning radio. Unheard of.
Okay.
Unheard of for someone who's had the sort of career that I've had to do, but I want to do it.
Oh, man. Okay.
I feel uncomfortable with how I went at Andrew Schultz during Congratulations, You Played Yourself.
Oh, what?
I feel uncomfortable with it. I did it because I felt what I felt in real time.
Uh-huh.
And I have generally, his stuff does generally put me off. Like, it's just not for me. And it does sort of put me off. But I allowed the moment. It's early in the day. I read it. I'm like, oh, this will make for a good congrats. And then when I did it, if you guys know me well enough to probably even have been able to tell that it felt a little uncomfortable coming out of me. Like, I used to be that guy who could do that. I'm not comfortable. It makes me feel guilty. I literally feel bad. Even if I don't know or like the person very much, I still am like, that's not the energy I want to put into the world. You know what I mean?
And that's okay. And that's okay. So, yes, it's fine, Rosalind.
I wrote my therapist after I did it.
Did you?
I did. I wrote my therapist.
Yeah, what, 10 minutes ago?
Yo, your therapist on call. You got a different kind of money.
Yo, listen, dude.
Hold the tape. Hold on. Wow. Hold on. Yeah, I was about to tell you guys, the amount that I pay my therapist, he better be on call when I text him.
Wow.
And I said, I did something on the air that I used to do all the time. I talked negatively about someone I really don't like, but I don't like how it made me feel. It just doesn't work for my soul. And my therapist wrote back, that's a great sign. That's the good discomfort we're supposed to feel when we're doing something that goes against our values.
You know what it sounds like to me?
Also called guilt in some circles. Go ahead, Cass. Say something. Are you gonna be the resident Ebro now who pours water on
me
just saying, and makes me feel like
it sounds like you're going soft, Rosenberg. I'm just saying, bro.
Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? You played yourself.
But by the way, you know what? I'm not gonna resist you. You're not wrong.
But let me ask you know what I mean? What is the part that you're saying is unprecedented? Because you've done this before.
Right.
This is very you.
Every day.
Your nickname was Cincletas, right? For Flip Flopper. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But this is no. You know, Shawnee, you're supposed to be deep. I resent that. This is not flip flopping. I'm not flip flopping. I'm not taking away my take on what I said about the you people thing.
You took it too far.
I took it too far and went too personal and was nasty about it. I'm not flip flopping on my flip flopping is I flip flop also. Flip flopping is when I get on the air and say this album stinks, and then a week later I'm like, all right, I take it back. This album's pretty good. That's flip flopping.
That's chancletiando.
But in this case, no, I'm trying to share with our family, the people who listen to us every day, that I don't want to be that guy who gets on the air and talks nasty about people.
That's right. So you still stand on how you feel.
Oh, he absolutely shouldn't have said what he said about the movie. That was stupid. That's but a congratulations you played
part,
yourself.
You felt the part where you were just like, well,
I don't like him. That's just negative and nasty and unnecessary. I don't know the man. He could be a great guy. Yeah, thank you, Shawnee. I appreciate it. I feel like Shawnee's kicking me at the same time.
So this is your public apology?
That's what I'm asking. Is this an apology?
Is it?
Yeah, sure. It's an apology.
Wow.
Okay, so Shawnee, here's the unprecedented part.
Okay.
The unprecedented part is that the apology came 15 minutes after the offense, and the aggrieved party doesn't even know that the thing happened. This has never happened.
You're the new Chris Brown, man.
And I took a picture of it and sent it out to the world on the radio
before he responded.
Wow. All right, that's what? Let's move on to something that I think we can all apologize for later. Thank you, Shawnee. Hold on, let's let it play for a second.
Just the first word. But you can sing along with it.
You know Shawnee needs a theme song, and this is a good one.
Sing along, Rosebud.
Sorry.
That's right.
Is all that I can say. No, I got it wrong already.
Fantastic.
Anyways, bring in the DJ John song now, please.
Yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Jonathan Jeremetrius.
Wait, what?
Garcia. How are
you? You're a liar and you apologized in the worst way. So, yeah, you're a bad guy.
Wait, how was that a bad apology? Hold on. Now, see, he couldn't wait 1 second.
You couldn't wait 1 second from trashing another person. So, what are you talking about? Every day you trash somebody. So I'm like, I'm not surprised.
All right, hold on. Call us up, 800-223-9797. Okay, because DJ John has something to give away. What is it?
Oh, I have tickets to the show I really want to go. To see Lil Wayne live April 16th at the Apollo Theater, made hot by Live Nation. Can I just steal these?
No, you cannot. Oh, all right, continue, Rosenberg. Just to let everyone know to call up.
Yeah. Well, you want me to continue telling you how terrible a guy John is?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're terrible to another person that you don't even know, and then you're terrible to me, the person you actually know.
Wait, what did I do that was terrible to you? What was terrible? It was a joke when I made up a fake middle name for you and said Demetrius? What was terrible?
Last time I checked, he always hooks you up with WWE tickets.
By the way, Ebro's not here. The dude who trashes you every day is off for the day. I don't even do that, and you immediately... I don't know if you know this. It takes a little bit of cojones, if you will. You can look it up when you get home to get on the air and admit that you feel bad about something you said. Then you want to pile on top of me? You are a piece. Here's what I'm not going to apologize for. You're a piece of human filth. You're garbage. You're pond scum. All right, I'm sorry. No, you know what, Johnny? No, I'm sorry. I went too far.
Again?
I went too far. I went too far again. I'm sorry, John. Play the song again. I'm sorry, John.
It just happened.
That was a good catch, right? That was a good
it's
throw.
It's getting closer. It's getting closer. Right.
You gone too far. I'm sorry.
It's all that. All right. Who do we have on the phone for DJ John?
A mess.
Still getting them.
Okay, all right. A mess. But I do want to go to this little show.
So we got Raina. We got Raina.
All right, there we go. Raina.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, Raina.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Nice.
All right, Raina, I have a question for you, okay? And if you can guess this question correctly, get a chance to beat DJ John and get these tickets to see Lil Wayne at the Apollo Theater. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Raina. What is the most popular snack at a movie theater?
Hi, Raina.
Hi, good morning. At a movie theater, I would say popcorn.
Correct.
Try to get her.
Really, really good stuff, Raina. Okay, what do we got
DJ
for DJ John?
DJ John.
I really want these tickets.
In which city, was the first public movie theater in the U.S.?
Oh, Washington, D.C., the capital.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in 1905, the Nickelodeon opened.
Wow, Nickelodeon. Shouts to Pittsburgh. I did not know that. All right. And hey, Raina, guess what? You're going to see Lil Wayne. That's right.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Raina and Wayna, you guys are going to be getting down. Enjoy yourself, Raina. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, hold on 1 sec. We're going to take care of you now. Laura Styles, what's coming up in those flashing lights?
All right, coming up in the flashing lights report, I need to clear these rumors of Quavo and Offset fighting backstage at the Grammys. A lot was being reported, but I have some new information for you. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Woo! Bring it back again. That Grandmaster Flash, the message beat 43 years after it dropped.
Yeah.
Or 41.
Girls is players too.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
So these headlines started floating around everywhere on social media. Quavo and Offset fight backstage at the Grammys after Quavo blocks him from the Takeoff tribute. So later on, Offset decides to clear things up and he tweeted, "What the F? I look like fighting my brother. You guys are crazy." So basically like, bro. So we were like, all right, well, he cleared that up. But then I think Entertainment Tonight released some audio. They're like, no, we have proof that there was a fight backstage. So I'll let you hear this audio of Cardi yelling.
So
went down. It appears tensions boiled over between the remaining members of Migos.
Okay. So, if you could really, I know it's hard to listen to, but she was like, both of you are wrong. Yeah. Both of you are wrong. So, it sounds like maybe there was maybe, you know, tensions were high. Right. There could have been an argument, but a physical fight?
Right.
I feel like people were just making that up.
So maybe that's what he was clarifying. Like,
yeah.
I didn't fight my brother.
Right.
We were arguing.
We probably had a passionate argument. I mean, right. Guys, they're still grieving.
Right.
It was a range of emotions, though, considering all morning yesterday I was saying there's no way they still have problems. The tribute didn't have anything to do with that. I'm sure it's just because Quavo's song. Then the second we get off the air, we hear, no, they have problems and there was a fight. Then we hear, no, that's absolutely ridiculous. What would I look like doing that? Then we hear the audio of obviously something did happen.
She's saying both of y'all wrong. I mean,
so
she might not
happened.
Even been talking about that. Maybe there was a big debate over Coke and Pepsi. And she's like, both of y'all wrong.
Both of y'all wrong.
Of y'all wrong.
Right.
Could have been something else.
A political
but,
argument.
But whatever,
yeah.
It seems like she was just trying to set everyone straight. Like, let's just, you know, both of you guys are wrong in this scenario and let's just keep it moving. You know what I mean? But for Offset to be like, yo, what do I look like fighting my brother? You guys are crazy. So
right.
I doubt a physical, yo, bro, because people were saying they had to be, you know, the fight had to be broken apart. Like,
oh,
just
you know,
make
that's,
it up ish.
That's probably where it went left. And that's probably what Offset was referring to. What would I look like fighting my brother?
Right.
Meaning he knows he wouldn't throw punches. Although, let's be real, guys. Sometimes brothers do throw punches. But he's saying, nah, but that doesn't mean they didn't have a big shouting match.
So.
But, like, haven't they been together? Like, they haven't. I really hope. I was under the, like, just kind of hope that after everything happened, they found their way back to each other to be like, yo, this is crazy. We need to never be separated like this. You know what I mean? That was always my hope.
Things take time. It just
But
happens.
I mean, but there is, it does seem like the weirdness goes deeper than the relationship with just the two of them. It's management, it's labels, it's all, it's, there's a lot going on there, it seems like.
Yeah, but regardless, they're family and they have they experienced a huge loss, you know, so.
That's what I'm saying. So I hope they can just find their way back.
Yeah, like, man. But that's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 8:01, a high of 41 degrees. Rain this evening and alternate side parking is in effect.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
By the way, Ebro will be back tomorrow. He's on his way out to do Super Bowl work this week for the old Apple. I don't know if you guys know this. They're the ones putting on the whole halftime. So, you know.
I know.
Ebro's got to be out there with Riri.
I know. And Ebro doesn't want to tell us anything.
I know. I don't know how much he's going to tell you guys about it. So I'm telling you right now while he's not here. But he's definitely going to be out west.
I know.
He said something about Riri and this and that, so.
Don't worry. We're going to try to get as much info out of him and come back and report.
Now, if you're wondering, hey, you guys are close friends with Ebro. Did he invite you guys all to like some sort of Apple suite at the Super Bowl?
Right.
Yeah,
We have a button for you if that's what you thought.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No, we will not, unfortunately. And you know Laura would have been on the first thing smoking to get out there to see Riri at the Super Bowl.
You already know.
Right. Instead, she might just get stuck at my apartment eating tortilla chips.
Right.
What a downgrade.
Oh. So
the theme of the show today has accidentally become apologizing. First, Laura, you told the story about Chris Brown.
Yes. He apologized to Robert Glasper because he was going in on him because he was upset that he won the Grammy and he did it, right? Then later realized he was being a total jerko and sent him a DM and apologizes. And also was reading as part of our prep that Flex, our very own Funkmaster Flex, apologizes to Wu-Tang for past beef. So a lot of apologizing is is going on. And then our very own Rosenberg, I had some valid feelings and then decided, well, his delivery was too...
Harsh? I spoke on something earlier, and I just like tried to go back to this shock jock Rosenberg calling it like it is. I don't care. I'm telling you how my feet. If it's how I feel, it's how I feel. And then 5 minutes later, I was like, I don't like how it felt to feel how I feel. It felt nasty, and I'm sorry. I hope it's not too late to say sorry.
Wow.
Now, the difference between me and CB is that he hit him with the, if I offended you. I know that if the person I was talking about heard it, there's no if. You'd be offended. Just say sorry. I come straight out with the full sorry. No half-ass apology. Now, here's the question, Laura. Do we have listeners out there who have either someone they want to apologize to? Maybe they don't have the courage to say it to them direct, but they want to get it out and get it off their chest, which is still very helpful for the soul.
Right. Okay, I like where you're going.
Or maybe do you have a story when you really didn't want to say sorry, but you eventually did, and it turned out to be a great thing for you to do? Or maybe it turned out to be a disaster for you to do. But either way, apologizing, whether you're holding on to one, whether you did it, give us a call, 1-800-223-9797. It is crazy to me, guys, how hard apologizing often is for people.
It's true. People don't want to admit that they're wrong. That's really what it is.
Is that why?
Because even when they say, "I'm sorry
if I offended you, fam, you absolutely offended me."
Right. So that's even that. It's like I said sorry, but really, it's still to try to negate that they are wrong.
Right. Because you don't want to say, if you say sorry, I offended you. If I offended you, that means it's like it's a the sorry is contingent on your feeling. When, like, in my case, for what I said about Andrew Schultz earlier, it wasn't a sorry contingent or anything. I shouldn't have said that. Like, it's unnecessary to be personal and mean to people. Like, it's just unnecessary. I'm sorry for doing that. Whether the person gets mad at you or not, honestly, the apology actually shouldn't be fully based on it. Now, I'll give Chris credit. He doesn't know if Robert Glasper cared. You know what I mean? Robert Right. Glasper didn't express anything that we know of. So, good on Chris for doing it. Just got to get rid of that if. Just take out that if, and you're in business.
Right.
It's true. Laura, any apologies you'd like to make now? You have the floor.
I'm trying to think. I've been pretty good lately, so I don't really have anything.
Have you?
I don't know. She was just singing sorry to when we should make fun of you when you were apologizing earlier, Rosenberg.
Yeah, oh my God, so I have to apologize for making fun of Rosenberg? We do that all the time.
See? You don't know if that
hurt
Rosenberg.
Well, I'm sorry if you feel that way.
Wow. Well, good thing I don't feel that way, so you're not sorry, okay? I'm used to Laura being a piece of ish. Both Shawnee, no, for Cass, yes. I legitimately was like, all right, I'm a little nervous about going right back on the air and saying sorry, but I'm going to just do it. I think it's the right thing to do. And just so you know, Cass, both Laura and Shawnee instantly started making fun of me.
Right.
Instantly. Right. You both just started throwing tomatoes at me.
We're sorry here
we
come.
Old flip-flopper. Old flip-flopper.
Chancletas.
Yeah, here comes Mr. Chancleta.
You guys are terrible. You guys both owe Rosenberg an apology.
Go ahead.
I apologize if, you know.
I
apologize, man.
Wow, thank you.
For what? Sorry for slapping you with your own chancleta.
Exactly. Let me ask you, is it the same if you say I apologize or if you say I'm sorry?
No, I'm good with either. I think I apologize and I'm sorry are the exact same. What was the one we were making fun of recently that... Someone was saying, I want to say I'm sorry. And we said, well, they're going to say I'm sorry. They just didn't say it yet.
Yeah. That was 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah. 50 he was said, like, I'm going to
apologize.
I want to apologize.
To Megan.
To Megan this time. And we were like, well, okay, you can. Go ahead. The floor is yours, sir. All right. Who do we got, Shawnee?
We got Regina.
Regina, what happened? Talk to us.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to finally confess. I want to tell my Auntie Judy, I'm sorry, I'm the one that be stealing the Christmas canes off the Christmas tree, the candy.
This.
Well, how many do you steal? So do you come in and take like one, or are you like just...
Nah, it's all of them. Like, all they just be them? Gone.
You're out they here thieving gone. The candy cane. All right, thank you, Regina. That was very deep. Let's go to John.
You
love you too, Regina. Thank you. Let's go to John. John, what's up? What happened?
Well, a year ago, last March, I had a stroke. And my wife has been taking care of me and doing a lot of things that I really didn't know that, you know, she was really capable of. And I just want to say thank you because it turned me into a total asshole.
Oh, and you can't say that, but go ahead.
I apologize.
Turned you into a bad guy, okay.
Yeah, and I turned into a pretty bad guy, and attitude was really bad, and didn't want to follow through and do what the doctors told me, but she pushed me. And I'm much further along right now, and I really want to say I'm sorry for being the person that I was.
See, this is beautiful. And
thank you, John. I hope that you can play this for your wife or say it to yourself. We appreciate the call. We went from a total joke to very serious quickly.
But it's real, though. It's real what he said. You know, it's like you're going through a tough time. No one thinks about the psychological damage that, an accident or things like a stroke can do to you, you know?
I know, and sometimes it's easy to take it out on the person who's there literally taking care of you and giving you everything, and that's the person you dump on, which is pretty terrible.
Wow.
We got Jay on the line.
Jay? All right, Jay, what's going on, Jay?
I wanted to say sorry to y'all. Ebro left y'all while he's going to do the Super Bowl.
Thanks for rubbing it in. Oh, my God.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Jeez. You're a terrible guy. You should call back because you did offend us. It's not ands, or buts about it. The gurus are next. We got a lot to do. We got Flash of Lights coming up. Cast one of the ones and twos. Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Let's get it. Behind the scenes wedding talk here, Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg. Oh, we have to get it in when Ebro's not here because for some reason he yells at us.
You talking about that wedding again?
He's like so annoyed that we're always talking about the same things about the wedding.
Right.
And it's really just, you know,
there's a lot of planning that goes into it, man. Come on, it's stressful. So, and it's an important date.
But you know what it is? Ebro gets like oddly jealous if me and Laura are talking about a subject that he in some way feels not included in.
Right. Look at Shawty. She's like, yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If it's something that he's involved in, he'll talk about it all year.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But then he does it to himself. So he hears you talking about it once. He gives you a hard time for it. So then I think, all right, well, I'm not going to bring it up with him. He doesn't care about the date and the location, so I won't bring it up. So I bring it with Laura. Then he hears it and he feels left out. So we got to dump on it again.
Right.
Meanwhile, I think Ebro's rather excited for the wedding. I have to say, Ebro's been very Natalie supportive. At first, when the relationship started, if you guys remember, he was like, move slow.
Yeah.
I don't know this lady. I remember him saying that. I don't know this lady.
Yeah, and that's coming from a place of like protecting you.
Oh, no, no. He was.
It's the right thing to do.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's coming from a place of like, he just saw me get scarred out of my last relationship and get completely beat up. And he was just like trying to be protective of his friend. I appreciated it.
Yeah.
But then he met Natalie. And I think everyone's so on board with Natalie's energy generally.
Right.
We love her.
I know. Her vibes are pretty amazing. So weddings soon come. More boring updates for everyone out there about the wedding of the year at Jace. All right, let's get into it, guys. The gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To fight for what's right.
And bring you some light.
There you go, Shani. Do what you do. That's why you're a guru.
Let us cleanse the energy.
If you wake up today feeling sad and blue.
That's right.
Let's walk these dogs.
Amen.
And represent woo.
There you go. That's guru talk. All right, Rosenberg.
From the goo.
From the goo.
To the room.
All right, let's go. Don't make me be the Ebro guy. Come on.
Shut up,
Gifted guys. Unlimited rhymes universal. God. You know what I'm saying?
Walk these dogs, represent goo.
So, all right, guys, thegurulaura@gmail.com. If you've been thinking about sending an email, send it right now, thegurulaura@gmail.com. There's no time like the present. Hello. Just want to say I love the show. We listen every morning on the way to work. I will get straight to the point.
Thank you.
Been married for 10 years. We got married very young. 2 years ago, I found out my husband was having an affair with a woman in another state.
Oh, no.
What? Okay. I found out by going through his phone. And I found a video of her doing untoward things with herself while he recorded. Oh, okay. While he recorded. They would also meet up in hotels, parties. He traveled to see her. The affair, according to him, had happened a long time ago, and he was relieved I found out because it was eating him alive, and he wanted to right his wrongs.
Okay.
Fast forward to present time. I forgave him and tried to make it work, but I feel so stupid, and I can't let it go. I reply all the conversations I saw. I try to do more detective work to see if I miss something, and it's made me miserable. Every time I express myself, he says I bring up old stuff, and he gets angry and says things like, "You hurt yourself going through my phone."
What?
Now our marriage feels like a contract. We literally go to work, come home, and go in separate rooms. We don't have sex. He plays his game all day. I don't know if I should stay or give up all the years we've been together. What should I do?
Wow.
Well, this is complicated. This one's got some layers to it because it sounds like you wanted to get past it initially. You wanted to get past it. You don't sound like you think he's still actively cheating. It sounds like you feel stupid about what happened in the past, which, by the way, is so normal and how you're supposed... Like, that is literally how every person who gets cheated on feels. Mm-hmm. They feel stupid. They feel embarrassed. They feel like the whole world knew and they didn't. Oh, which of his friends knew? You know, where were you? Did people see you? All of those things are completely normal. But if you decided you wanted to get past it, and you want to try to take steps forward, then in my opinion, and I'll let Shawnee and Laura say whatever they feel, you have to, if you want to do it, you got to try to do it. And that means probably taking some real therapeutic steps together.
Right.
If he's open to doing it, like, I think you guys should really go to therapy. And you guys might not agree with this, and he's at first going to resist this. I might consider getting a therapeutic counselor to sit with you guys who deals with things like this and maybe have to go through everything that happened, because it sounds like you still have questions. It sounds like you still are like, I don't think I know the whole story. So maybe you got to get the whole story truly in a therapeutic setting and then try to take steps together and actually move forward.
And that also will help, because in that setting, he'll be able to be honest. Because I know he has his own feelings to it, whether it be regret or embarrassment for getting caught, whatever those feelings are, if those are the feelings. But at least instead of climbing up and be like, oh, why are you bringing up all ish? You know what I mean? He could just be truly honest and they can have just real talk. Because that's what it sounds like. They're both avoiding each other.
Absolutely. And I didn't hear her say that they have children, which could be an upside if there's no kids involved. Because if there is going to be a separation, this could potentially be a clean break. Because children definitely complicate real estate, all of these other things that are invested. Make it, you know, prolong the process. But I like what you said in terms of moving forward. And I think either way you have to move forward, whether it be together or separate. And if you take a step forward, it'll force a decision. So if you have the conversation to say, look, I feel like we've grown apart. And you said you got married young. So 10 years, you're still in the game. You know what I'm saying? If you got married at 20, you may be 30 or 32, 35.
You could be totally in the game.
Yeah, you're still in the game to get something new.
But it's all about what you really want, right?
Yeah, but if you have the conversation, say, look, I do want this. I wish it was different, but I feel like we're just living two separate lives at this point. It forces a hand in both of your faces to say, all right, well, what are we going to do? And when it gets that real, you know, it lets people sometimes value what they have or... you know, push forward in a direction that is meant for you.
Yeah. You definitely both have to just talk about this and just be completely honest, but I do agree in a therapeutic setting because it sounds like mediation is needed.
Facts.
So, talk to him about it and see if he really wants to move forward and, you know, because change is needed in this relationship.
And ask yourself. And ask yourself whether you think you'll be able to get past it. Because to Shawnee's point, if you don't have kids and you're not able to get past it, y'all might both be better off ending it.
Yeah.
But you got to at least go through the process and see, because maybe there is a way to get past it.
Right.
And maybe if you start taking steps towards him, he'll take steps towards you and you could actually get somewhere. And now, Cass, you just say burn it down.
No, that was just a slight lighter for it might happen.
Oh, okay. Just in case.
Just a warning.
Keep the lighter in your back pocket.
Well, Cass is ready just in case you need it, but we say at least give it a fair shot, right?
Right. Move forward.
Move forward. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
Laura Stiles, Flashing Lights next. What's coming up?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Questlove spilled the beans on somebody who was supposed to perform at the Grammys hip-hop tribute and pulled out last minute. I'll let you know who it is coming up, Flashing Lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
If you creepin', just don't let me find out. Get a hotel, never bring him to the house.
21. Flashing Lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So, the Grammys tribute to the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Well, look, a lot of people felt, a lot of people were missing. But one special person that was scheduled to make his big award show comeback was Will Smith. So he was supposed to come out with Jazzy Jeff, but they're saying that they had to pull out last minute because they started shooting Bad Boys 4. So, yeah, so Questlove told Variety, like, yo, the Sunday before, there was a lot of, you know, preliminary shots that they had to do, so they had to lose Will. That would have been a good way for him to come back, though.
Oh, it would have gotten a huge pop. He should have taken the day anyway.
Right?
I know it's expensive, but damn.
That's a good way for him to come back. And people would have been like, yay!
Oh, they would have went crazy. And it's 30 seconds and out.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, I won't give it away, but I heard two other monster names that were supposed to be in it who were there and at the last moment backed out.
Well, how are you going to bring that up and not tell
us? You got to tell us, man.
I can't.
Why?
Why'd you bring it up?
I don't want to speak out of school. The person didn't say, hey, tell it on the radio.
Oh, but yeah, he
my
can't.
Oh, God.
I can't do it, but I will say big name.
I know the name.
Big.
Too.
You too?
I mean, listen, they
can't.
The people are both little and big. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Little and
wow.
big.
Wow. All right.
Wow. What a clue.
All right.
You say what it rhymes with, too.
No.
Somebody smoke smacks me?
Do you guys want to feel old? Eminem's daughter, Haley, just got engaged.
Yo, man.
27 years old.
Okay, no, that's even crazier because she could have been engaged at 22. She's not even that young for the engagement.
I know.
She's 27, Haley?
Yo, they're showing pictures of Eminem with her as a baby. I'm like, I remember this. And I'm like, oh, yep, she's 27 years old. She just got engaged. So congrats to her.
Wow.
Wow.
And she hosts a podcast, too.
Yeah.
Shouts to
She's beautiful.
Haley,
yeah.
Haley Mathers. Yes,
wow.
sir.
All right, that's your Flashing Lights report. Time is 8:53, a high 41 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
On the flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights, and Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
What's up? It's your girl, Billy B, straight out of Brooklyn. Check out my episode of 4 Minutes of Fire.
4 Minutes of Fire.
Okay.
New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Billy. Love, Roses are red, bitch, I'm Big Billy Blue. I be on my shit, give a fuck about you. Watch how I move, got these bitches confused. They can't step how I step, they can't do what I do. Riding my dick, but you ain't making payments.
4 minutes of fire. A Hot 97 podcast.
I want to do commercial.
Do a commercial for the podcast.
Like what? He wants us to do this commercial for the podcast.
Like what? Like I say, like, my name is Barack.
Yeah, my name is Danny.
And when does the show come out?
Every Wednesday.
What kind of podcast is it? What company?
I don't know. We f***ing around.
Current events, comedy.
No, it's a Hot
97 podcast.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hot 97. Blazing hip hop and R&B. Podcast too.
And that's the commercial.
One listen and you'll be glad to know we don't ever plan to stop. Bad Business with Barack and Daniel.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.